They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Fed's latest effort to boost the economy isn't going as planned.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In a moment, we'll find out why long-term interest rates are doing the exact opposite of what the Fed is spending $600 billion to get them to do. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The Dow is down 99 points at 11,102. The NASDAQ down about 0.8%, and the S&P 500 down about 0.9%. Walmart reported a jump in quarterly profits this morning thanks to strong sales overseas. Home Depot said it had more customers last quarter, but those customers were spending less. Now let's get to the Fed's plan to boost the economy. As we've reported, the Fed is pumping another $600 billion into the economy to spur more lending by bringing down long-term interest rates. Well, guess what? Long-term rates are going up. Let's bring in our regular Tuesday market analyst, Julie Nieman of Smith Moore & Company. She joins us from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, why are long-term interest rates rising, and what does that mean for us?
Well, the Fed is only focusing on inflation here, and core prices are actually going down. The problem is inflation is going up in the rest of the world, not Europe, but in the Brazil, Russia, India, and China. You've got inflation 5% and higher out there. Industry's booming, interest rates rising, and investors are buying bonds there to get some higher yield. So with interest rates rising there, you've got the fallout effect.
So inflation means that investors are less interested in the government bonds here. Now, one of the reasons the Fed wanted to bring down long-term rates, Julie, was to get mortgage rates down and spur the housing market. And today we got a report from the Congressional Oversight Panel, and it says all those mortgage documentation issues we've been hearing about could cause a real problem for the financial system. I spoke earlier with the chair of that committee, Senator Ted Kaufman. Here's what he had to say the government should do.
We think they should go to stress tests and really test the banks. They've not done that since 2009 because, look, we could have systemic problems there.
So another test for the banks. Julie, what do you make of that?
Well, you heard it here first. The stress tests were bogus to begin with. They had to look rigorous. Bank accounting income is fictional. They have real loan losses. They don't have to call it a loss until they actually sell the repossessed house. And some of these guys own entire subdivisions. The bad loans aren't being recognized. But at least we assume they knew how to do the paperwork, and obviously they didn't. But secondly, the stress test economic assumptions were just wrong. Unemployment, they said, would not get any worse at 9%. It's really at 19%. And they said real estate prices were stabilized. It's still going down. So you're looking at the government throwing a lot of money at the problem. They didn't tackle the real problem. That's bank reform. Oh, by the way, Europe has the same problem, only worse.
Okay, Julie Nieman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company. Thanks.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday.
GM goes public on Thursday, and it's boosting its stock offering price thanks to strong investor demand. The company said this morning it'll sell stock for around $32 a share instead of around $29 a share as it tries to pay back government bailout money. Well, the bailout of the automakers came at the tail end of a whole string of bailouts sparked by the financial crisis. And the things that led to that crisis more than 2 years ago are the subject of a new book called All the Devils Are Here. It's by Joe Nocera of the New York Times and Bethany McLean of Vanity Fair, and she joins us now. Welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to start on June 29th, 2001, a dramatic point in your book. Josh Rosner, who was working at a research firm at the time, starts to discover that people are taking out a lot of subprime mortgages using smaller down payments, and he writes a paper called A Home Without Equity is Just a Rental with Debt, and he gets a call.
He gets a call from a man named Charles Kindleberger, and Charles is a famous guy in Wall Street lore. He wrote a book called Manias, Panics, and Crashes. And Josh doesn't realize who this is at first and thinks, okay, well, fine, I'll meet with him when I have time. And then Kindleberger says his name. And it's really this great moment because it shows you that people who understood bubbles recognized what was forming here as early as 2001.
And all along the way in the book, there are people that catch on to what's going on, and the warnings seem to go unheeded.
It's so often the story in our business world, particularly, where skeptics simply aren't valued, and that's certainly the case here.
Do you think it was regulators not paying attention to what was going on, or did they know what was happening and they just chose to ignore it?
I think regulators chose to ignore the crisis for a couple of reasons. One was this ideology that the market is always right. Secondly, the regulators were extremely susceptible to the arguments that the industry put forward. Derivatives are innovation. Innovation is good. We don't want to squelch innovation. Two, homeownership. Mm-hmm. We need to extend credit to people. We don't want to do anything to stop the flow of credit now, do we?
If the financial reform law that passed this year had been in place, could this whole thing have been avoided?
If the new Consumer Protection Agency had done its job and had said, we're going to stop this, then the tool, the mortgage, which was at the root of this financial crisis, that wouldn't have happened. But I guess what makes me a little bit worried about the future is that in many ways, this wasn't so much a failure of existing regulation as it was a failure of regulators to use the powers they had. I don't know how you argue that past won't be prologue.
The book is All the Devils Are Here, The Hidden History of the Financial Crisis. It's by Joe Nocera of the New York Times and Bethany McLean, who's been talking to us this morning. Bethany McLean, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Joe Nocera will talk to Kai Rizdahl about the book tonight on Marketplace. Also, our new book blog, The Big Book, launched this morning on Marketplace.org. It's got interviews and reviews of all the latest books on business and economics. Finally, you know the KFC Double Down sandwich, which replaced the bread buns with fried chicken? Well, it's been pretty popular here in the U.S., but in Canada, it's the most successful item KFC has ever sold until yesterday when KFC's Canadian division pulled it off the menu without any explanation. Looks like between this and the limited-time-only McRib, the latest trend in fast food marketing is tough love. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
What if you could combine the excitement of a big win playing Lotto with the practicality of just putting all that money in the bank?
We're giving them an opportunity to redirect that behavior that, frankly, most of us enjoy, the opportunity for a game of chance, the opportunity to win a prize. We're redirecting that to something really constructive.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, making banking fun next time on Freakonomics Radio. It's on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.